Though it seems like we've sacrificed all we can, our electric meters just won't slow down. University of Florida engineering professor Barney Capehart says the only conservation we've done so far is cosmetic.
People have turned thermostats down, they've insulated a little bit, changed a little bit of how they use electricity.
Changing how we use electricity will take some investment. In a report he co-authored for the governor's energy office, Capehart says using energy-efficient appliances will help us cut our energy use in half. Even though this air conditioner here costs $400 more than a less efficient model, this one here costs $60 a year more to run. Dr. Capehart says the utility should rebate the difference in the purchase prices.
Our study shows that the utilities would be better off to pay people to buy high efficiency appliances rather than to build a new power plant.
Some Florida utilities are already doing this, others are considering it. Gainesville Utilities and many others offer low-interest loans to help customers buy energy-efficient appliances and install other conservation devices in their homes.
If we can encourage conservation that will conserve power during our peak load times, that saves everybody money and makes rates go down.
The University of Florida study says rates will stay down when expensive power plants won't have to be built to meet growing demands. Capehart and the utilities agree, though. One of the most important things about saving energy? Less air pollution. I'm Chris Dudley in Gainesville.